The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Well, the holidays are over, and now it's time to get back to work. The San Jose Sharks have three very important games heading into December 31st and the new year. If they are successful in these games, they will be above the 500 mark and still be in the conversation for the playoffs. Drew, I think that'd be a nice goal to achieve in these three games.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's something, obviously, that the goal for the end of the season, the end of this year, I should say, calendar year, is where they want to be, still in that playoff talk. You're very correct. The three games are really important. Starts with a tough one tonight. This is a hard game, not only because of your opponent, and they played well since they made the big trade, but because of the whole situation. Up at 6 o'clock this morning, getting on the plane, getting here, practicing. It's the first game after Christmas. Come back to the room. It's just a short day, but in the long-term look at it, it's a long day because rolling into Anaheim tonight, et cetera. So very important for the focus of the players to be, as I always say, right where their feet are. And it's going to be a very interesting test tonight to see how they start this game. Because, as we know, their starts really are indicative of how the game is going to go.
Well, their start in Vegas was not good.
Exactly.
They gave up 5 goals, first time they've done that this year, and that's a tough one. The only other time they gave up 4 in a period was against Washington in a 7-1 loss. So, you know, you could take these little moral victories and say, well, after that, and after Vegas went into cruise control, everything was better. But you know what? Flush it all out, because if you play like that, even for 5 minutes in this game, you're going to be in trouble, because Vancouver is playing their very first home game since that big trade. So that means Ziv Bouyim, Liam Ogren, Marco Rossi are going to be on the ice for the very first time. There's going to be a lot of emotion in this game. But there's also a lot of weirdness in this game, too. I mean, I don't know what your experience has been when you were in your coaching days for the games right after Christmas. Back then, it was on Boxing Day. Same kind of scenario, though, where you didn't have practice for a few days. The guys are getting together. And the other team is in that situation, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes the visiting team has an advantage coming in because they are focused on this one thing. A lot of the guys still have family around. A lot of the guys, the kids are, you know, wore them out during the gift wrapping and the unwrapping and all the Christmas stuff you do. So it is a test for the players. And listen, we're not feeling sorry for them, folks. We're just telling you this is kind of how it is.
They're going to be okay.
They're going to be fine. Yeah, they're playing a game for a living, for crying out loud. So, but the key is for the focus to be there, as you said, right off the bat. You let down for 5 minutes, and you're absolutely right. When you look at that Vegas game, the game was, they weren't in it from the get-go, and structurally they were just missing everything. Ryan Warsawski talked about the biggest issue they have, this team, right now, and it's been their number one issue all year, is their third forward, their F3, their high guy, because he dives in all the time. He always thinks that the puck is going to go back down low. Very rarely it does. And he gets caught. We saw it four times against Vegas.
Yeah, that's a good estimate.
Yeah. That turned out to be goals. There's other times. So they're third forward. That's my first key tonight, is their F3. He's got to be structured. He's got to be disciplined. He's got to be aware. And if you want to start playing that type of game where you're just going to gamble on your forecheck, you're going to be in big trouble. So they've got to be structurally focused. And the other thing is, they had Sharks Classic game so far this year on the network on NBC Sports California during the break. Watching those games where the Sharks win, when they're skating, when they're moving, like everybody going together, they're a good team, Danny. They're a good team, but they haven't been doing that lately. Lost 3 in a row. I liked the Dallas game. I did. I liked the Seattle game, but last game they weren't skating. They weren't moving. If they're skating and they're moving, they're a formidable, formidable opponent.
I want to start with that F3 situation. Yeah. It's something the coaches talk about, technical jargon all the time, but it's that high forward to make sure he's in position to get back defensively to help out to eliminate odd man rushes, basically. Right. But when a player on the team is told to be the F3, and yet he has this impulse to go into the get the puck, is that all it is? Is it impulse or is it stubbornness?
It's an impulse. It's thinking that you're gonna cheat offensively. So the F3 is your first two guys go in. There's no designation. Like if you're a centerman, you don't go, I'll stay back. It's first guy get in, he wants to get first touch on the forecheck, first touch on that dump it. Second guy goes in to support. First guy hopefully takes the man, separates him from the puck. Second guy is able to get the puck and get after it. And when that happens and you gain possession, then you can start to roll. But you always have to be aware if you're that third guy, you support that play offensively. But as soon as that play starts to maybe come up the boards, and your D-man is pinching, you have got to back him. You've got to come back. You've got to retreat. You've got to get above the puck. You hear Ryan Mursovsky talk about it all the time. When coaches say get above the puck, it's nothing more than get between the opposition, puck carrier, and your net. Get above the puck all the time. When you do that, it slows down their attack. When you do that, it allows the guys to backtrack. When you do that, that's that connected that Ryan Mursovsky talks about. If that one guy does his job, then everybody else can adapt, adjust, react accordingly.
Everybody gets the advantage of enjoying Christmas in the NHL because we're a civilized league and we have a few days off, but unlike the other leagues.
Yes.
But what about the mental break for a young guy like, say, Sam Dickinson, a young guy like that, that's having his ups and his downs, he's learning about the NHL game. Is the mental break more important than the practice?
Yes. Yeah. The problem with when you have young players, Sam, Shakir, Michael Misa, when he was in, and guys being in and out of the lineup. And it worked last year with Will Smith, and they have a development, they being Mike Greer and his team, and Ryan Mursovsky, of course, being part of that team, they have a development plan in place. They know what they're doing. But for the player himself, and even though they explain it to the player, even though they talk to the player about it, and even though they work with the guy on the ice, the problem for that is players want to play. That's how they gain their confidence. That's how they become confident in the league. And when you're in and out of the lineup and you have a tougher time adjusting to the speed of the game the next time you're in, and you have a tougher time maintaining that confidence. You're a great player. Sam Dickinson was best defenseman in the CHL last year, which is no easy feat. And he's going to be a terrific defenseman. But any young man, as confident as Sam is, as cool as Sam is, He is going to feel that internally about, I'm not in again, or I'm not in here, I'm not, it's been two games now, or it's been a game and I'm in, a game and I'm out. And he had a tough game against Vegas, so did everybody. But he feels that more, and he feels it more mentally than emotionally. And that's where, you know, I do believe in Trent Yanni saying that you don't lose your confidence, you choose to give it away. But that gets chipped away at you just because being in and out. I understand what they're doing, but it's hard. We got 9 defensemen, right? And a couple are hurt. Sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out. It's tough for any player.
Well, you got the other side of it for this one. Dickinson is going up against Zeev Bouyam,
yeah,
who was drafted one pick behind him, which means the San Jose Sharks had more confidence to draft him and valued his talents higher than Zeev Bouyam's. And Zeev Bouyam now has been traded already.
Yeah.
And I asked him this morning, I said, Zeev, you know, what about the story? He said, well, this is when you realize that hockey's a business and you have to just put that in your mind and move forward. And that's what Sam's got to do, too.
Yep.
Vinny Iorio tonight, he supposedly is having 40 people in his family around here. He's from Coquitlam, which is right near Vancouver, right down the street.
Yeah.
So the deal is that he gets in. I would love to see him get his first NHL goal tonight.
I think he's played fantastic for the Sharks. I think he's been a great pickup from the waivers. I think he is smart. He's a cool kid. I mean, he understands what his job is, knows what he's supposed to do, does it very well. I think he's been terrific for the Sharks.
Elias Pettersson back in the lineup tonight, along with all the new guys. A lot of emotion tonight in Vancouver. That's going to add to this game.
First game back since the trade, as you mentioned. It's going to add a lot to the game. So that's why, as we talked about, the Sharks have got to be ready to go. It's a tough game to get ready for. We know that. But they've got to be ready to go. And after Vegas, there should be no excuse that you're going to be ready to go.
There will be no excuses, and there will be a broadcast. We'll be on the air. Ted Ramey joins me on the call tonight at 6:30 Pacific time. The Sharks and the Canucks, first game after Christmas. Hope everybody had a great holiday. And until a little bit later, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.